Washington is broken, and our country's in deep trouble financially.
He can't get through the health care. He can't get cap and trade. He can't get through immigration reform.
Is the government broken? Sure, it's broken.
So the headline lately is about the fact that don't have any headlines coming out of Congress other than no votes versus yes votes. We're continuing our series Frustration Nation today by asking how much of this dysfunction is being driven by the media and our coverage of it. Are we reporting the stories or perpetuating them? We've called upon two media experts to help us sort through this. Joining us again, Kathleen Hall Jamison, the director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. And also with us, Michael Kinsley, the founder of Slate and a former co-host on Crossfire and a current columnist for The Atlantic. So Kathleen Hall Jamison, let me go back to you real quickly. We have this 24-hour news and headline-driven news. When you have to fill 24 hours, can the media really be blamed for getting headlines out of what may be considered trivial stories?
More importantly, the media are able to digest complex issues in short segments if they want to. Republican plan, cap malpractice awards. Republican plan, you'll be able to buy insurance across state lines. Democratic plan, you'll be able to carry your insurance until you're 26 if you're a student. Democratic plan, if you're ill, you'll still be able to get insurance. The complexities of plans can be reduced to short segments. The question is, does the media do it, and does the media do it well? Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, Michael, I want to replay this very well-known and viral clip from Jon Stewart when he was on Crossfire a few years back, and he was talking to Tucker Carlson.
We need help from the media, and they're hurting us. Okay, you have a responsibility to the public discourse, and you fail miserably.
Michael Kinsley, is the media failing in its responsibility to public discourse?
Oh, I don't think so. I thought that Jon Stewart clip was a little unfair. The media have a few relatively minor flaws that have affected the health care debate. They're obsessed too much with politics instead of the policy. The most important question about health care is not what effect it will have on Obama's chances of reelection. The important question is, will it help address the problems of people not getting coverage and costs going up? And the media also have this iron law that the story has to change. Obama was up, now he's got to be down, at least for a while. And I think those things they're guilty of. But in terms of being responsible for the ugliness of the debate and the lack of progress, I think that's more or less a bum rap.
Okay, but just to play devil's advocate here for just a second, isn't there also a question of accuracy? In other words, very oftentimes I'll see reports or I'll read them in newspapers in which they directly quote someone out of Washington, and within that quote there will be three or four inaccuracies, untruths. Not just spin, but things that are just not entirely true. And they print those quotes without the journalist coming back and saying, that's not actually accurate, here's the fact. Don't journalists have a responsibility to point out when something isn't right?
Yes, and you're right. It's a terrible problem for journalism. What do you do when one side of the debate is simply telling lies, as you said? I think that over recent decades, journalism has actually gotten better at this. It goes back at least to Joe McCarthy, when he started accusing people of being communists. Newspapers didn't know what to do because people are demanding that you be objective and not take a view yourself. At the same time, people get upset, naturally and rightly, when they hear lies being uncorrected. I think, you know, that these days, they cover TV commercials for during election season, and they do a much better job than they used to, although not perfect, at not letting lies just sit there.
Okay, Kathleen Hall Jamison, let me kind of turn that a little bit and talk about the emphasis in media on having equal balance between two sources. In other words, I hear reports in which they'll say the Republicans say this particular thing and they'll run a quote of it. And then they come back and instead of saying, you know, commenting on what that says, they'll come back and say the Democrats say this. And so the journalist never has to put themselves on the line and say actually what's true or what's not. They just get quotes from the two camps. Does that contribute to kind of the argument sort of situation, turning everything into an argument?
It contributes to public confusion. And we know that when there's a focus on tactics rather than substance, that we see in experiments an increase in cynicism and a depression in learning. But we also, with the advent in particular of the Internet, have a way for individuals who are confused by some forms of news or who see distortions or wonder whether something's distortion to go to places like, and this is a self-interested plug, factcheck.org or PolitiFact or Michael Dobbs' excellent journalism at the Washington Post. So regardless of when you're confused, there's always some place on the Internet to go to see if somebody's fact-checked it. That's one really important change in journalism.
Kathleen Hall Jamieson, Todd Zwillick here, and a reporter most of the time. And a lot of people in Washington where I work, you know, roll their eyes when they see trivial coverage like, oh, Scott Brown is so dashing. Sarah Palin wrote things on her hands. And I've always wondered if that doesn't bring a lot of people to the table of our coverage who might not ordinarily be there. You know, they come maybe for a little bit of entertainment, but they stay for substance. Is that relevant or is the superficiality just superficial?
If that brings people to substance because there then is substance there, you could make that argument. Unfortunately, in many of the genres that introduce programming like that, the rest of the programming continues the discussion about the relative merits of writing on one's hand.
Michael Kinsley, last question for you. There are a number of problems. I mean, even if, as you say, it's not the media's fault that there's gridlock in Washington, there's problems of using sources that perhaps are dubious, going constantly to bloggers for opinions and turning things into an argument for headline's sake. How do we fix it?
Well, I guess you're trying to do that with your program. I think, a lot of media criticism can help, although my wife and other people say, you people are so self-involved. Get over yourselves. When the press chooses to chew over some issue involving itself. I think the Internet certainly means that anyone who wants to can get out there and express a view, and there are people who come from nowhere and end up being quite influential. It's been a great improvement.
Okay, Michael Kinsley is the founder of Slate, former co-host at Crossfire, columnist at The Atlantic, and Kathleen Hall Jamieson, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. Give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE.